Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Artists and musicians have long provided Boston with cultural cachet, but they increasingly find themselves displaced from affordable work and practice spaces. Artists facing eviction often turn to the city for help, but historically, the city has lacked the tools to save them. Now that might be changing. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more.
There's a sign in Wayne Stratman's studio with six words spelled out in glass tubes: helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, mercury. Each is lit up with the element it describes.
Neon, most people are familiar with, is a bright orange red. It's the brightest of all the gases.
Stratman is a glass and light artist. He's designed museum displays, toys, and set pieces in films. His studio at 119 Braintree Street in Allston brims with discarded prototypes and glass sculptures.
This was a decanter I made.
Inside the decanter is a little human figure.
I originally made this decanter to give to somebody I was dating. And she broke up with me, and I took it apart, drilled a hole through the heart, and put his heart in his hand. This is called, "Can I Give You Anything Else?"
Maybe you can tell that Stratman is not the type of guy to feign optimism. He is the type of guy to tell you exactly what he thinks.
Right now, it seems to be unfettered capitalism is the only thing that people are living by.
Stratman has reason to feel this way. His studio building is set to be torn down and redeveloped. Over 100 artists and craftspeople will lose their studios. Stratman despairs that he won't find an affordable replacement, and it's not for lack of trying.
There isn't a community, quite honestly, east of the Connecticut River I probably haven't been to.
This isn't the first time Stratman has faced displacement. He was part of a group of artists who won the right to keep their South End live-work studios after a bitter legal battle in the late 90s, only to watch the landlord gradually convert the building into luxury apartments.
Over the years, I've testified in front of the city council, written letters, participated in online petitions. It's largely gone unanswered by the city.
Stratman thinks the city needs to take responsibility for what's happening to artists. But his impression is that the mayor's Office of Arts and Culture has little power to create or preserve cultural space.
They do a lot of studies and whatnot, and it's not what we need. We don't need more studies.
Stratman's story is in many ways emblematic of the experience of creative workers facing the squeeze in Boston's hot real estate market. And he's right that the city has few tools to help, despite a robust Office of Arts and Culture. The office has a 14-person staff and a $3 million budget that it uses to fund artists and cultural organizations, support public art, and advocate for arts and culture throughout the city. But only one staffer is focused on the problem of disappearing cultural space.
I'm Melissa Mayer, and I'm the Director of Cultural Planning.
Mayer says she usually finds out that an artist community is threatened with displacement when it's too late to help.
By the time people are talking about sale, it's been sold, or it's really close to being sold.
But Mayer is hopeful this is about to change. Mayor Michelle Wu's proposed 2023 budget will allow the Office of Arts and Culture to hire two more staff who can help the city get ahead of the displacement problem. One will be a liaison with developers and the city's planning and development agency.
That's really almost a full-time job, is keeping up with development pipeline in the city.
The other new staffer will focus on community engagement, forging relationships with artists and cultural organizations before a crisis hits. Here's Boston's Chief of Arts and Culture, Cara Elliott-Ortega.
We really need to be putting a lot of time into where is cultural work happening now? What does that look like? What's at risk? You know, how are we building relationships from the ground up so that we understand when, you know, a building could be going on the market?
The Office of Arts and Culture is also set to receive a huge windfall if a proposal from Mayor Wu passes, $20 million of American Recovery Act funds to be used over 3 years. Elliott-Ortega says it's a historic level of investment in the arts from the city. But the funds are meant to make up for pandemic losses and are tightly restricted when it comes to capital investments.
I would love to be able to say we're going to buy 5 buildings with this money, and I can't say that.
Which is unfortunate, because the best way to preserve cultural space is to buy it, and that is expensive.
We've never had the kind of funding and to do really like real estate-based work.
In the absence of consistent public funding for arts venues, the Office of Arts and Culture is trying to harness the development boom to benefit artists, and it's looking at existing programs to adapt. For example, there's a zoning requirement in a section of the South End that gives developers the option to contribute to a fund for cultural space in the neighborhood. What if the city scaled up a version of this program, and developers across Boston had to contribute to a central fund for preserving and building cultural space?
If there were no restriction on funds that come out of those projects, and we could actually just put them towards a citywide fund, that would be a huge step.
With developers chipping into a citywide fund, the city could provide grants to artists trying to buy their workspace. It could even build its own art center, with studios for visual artists, practice space for musicians, maybe even a performance venue to replace the rock clubs that have closed in recent years.
I think it would be a big symbol, I hope, for the artist community that the city really cares about this, that we understand the importance of it, and that we're moving kind of the level of resource that's needed.
A new arts venue, built by the city, wouldn't be an easy thing to make happen, and it's likely years away. That will be too late for many artists. So the Office of Arts and Culture has a big task. It needs to figure out how to preserve and replace the cultural space that is rapidly disappearing before it's too late for everyone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.